This is Terry Mandel, DO Dick Channing, an attorney letter to attorney David Thompson, attorney at law, the Rob King Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Thompson, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Alicia Costa, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is E-L-I-S-H-A. Last name is C-O-S-T-A. On March 5th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, photographs of the damage, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 31-year-old female, height 5'5", weight 97 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about December 22nd, 2020, period. The patient was a passenger in the rear with her seatbelt on, period. Her vehicle was rear-ended, period. She was in a Chevy compact car. It was hit by an SUV, period. The patient was jerked, period. She had immediate pain in her neck, comma, entire rib cage, comma, entire back, comma, and bilateral hips, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still experiencing neck pain, and her diffuse rib cage is also painful, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is described as a constant type pain, period. The pain is throbbing and stabbing, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to both shoulders, period. New paragraph. The rib cage pain occurs with diminished range of motion of inhaling, period. It is a constant pain, period. It is described as throbbing, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, and it occurs on both sides, period. The pain is also in the front and the back, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen in Hendricks Regional Health Immediate Care, period. She was released and later given an injection for the pain, period. A couple days later, she was seen at Cornerstone Chiropractic. She was seen there a couple months and had therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems bending, comma, standing greater than 15 minutes, comma, sitting greater than 15 minutes, comma, lifting over 6 pounds, comma, deep breaths, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, driving over 15 minutes, comma, and problem sleeping, period. New paragraph. Under medications denies, other than over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. Present treatment for this condition includes stretching exercises, comma, ice, comma, a rib cage brace occasionally, comma, and over-the-counter pain medicine, period. New paragraph, past medical history is unremarkable. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals a right foot surgery as a child, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck, period. 20 years ago, she had a minor neck pain where she saw a chiropractor one time, but there was no permanency, period. She has not had neck pain immediately prior to this automobile accident, period. The patient never injured her rib cage in the past, period. Over 20 years ago, she was involved in an automobile accident without injury or treatment, period. This auto accident occurred when she was a child, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation is that she works for the school system as a teacher full-time, period. She, however, never returned after this automobile accident due to the pain, period. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Urgent care records, the date of the automobile accident at Avon Immediate Care, December 22nd, 2020. Chief complaint is motor vehicle crash. The diagnosis is rib pain on the left side, motor vehicle accident, comma, and low back pain radiating to the left lower extremity, period. They state she was a restrained passenger at the time of being rear-ended, period. Since MVA, she's complained of worsening left rib cage pain, left radiating low back pain, neck without radiating symptoms, and decreased bending at the waist, period. State she was evaluated on scene by medics and was told to follow up for worsening symptoms, period. She feels like she is stiff and sore and expecting that her left lower back is spasming with radiation into her buttocks, period. States that she's concerned about her ribs, her neck being sore, period. They noted abnormalities on physical examination with pain and movement and muscular tenderness present, period. In general, there were tenderness present musculoskeletally. They documented abnormalities in the thoracic and lumbar region, period. They state 20 minutes post-toradol injection, patient reports improvement in pain, period. Discuss that there was nothing concerning on x-ray, period. Assessment was rib pain on the left side. And number two, motor vehicle accident, period. X-rays were done of the left ribs. Also, their assessment included low back pain radiating to left lower extremity, period. They prescribed Naprosyn and a muscle relaxer. And the patient was released, period. X-ray report, February 9th, 2021. X-rays of the cervical spine, status post-MVA, impression normal cervical spine, period. Performance Wellness South notes, December 30th, 2020. Show spinal restrictions and subluxation, diffuse in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions, period. There was pain, tenderness, comma, muscle spasm, comma, and problems with range of motion, period. Radiographs were ordered. Cervical spine series showed moderate right curve. Cervical motion studies indicate possible transitional and angular motion segment integrity change, period. Diagnosis include concussion without loss of consciousness, comma, acute post-traumatic headache, comma, radiculopathy, cervical, comma, strain of ligaments of the cervical spine, comma, strain of lumbar ligaments, comma, strain of ligaments of the thoracic spine, comma, strain of muscle, fascia, and tendon at the neck level, comma, strain of the low back, comma, strain of the back wall of the thorax, comma, other muscle spasm, comma, and MVC car versus car, period. Cornerstone chiropractic note, initial exam February 3rd, 2021, final exam August 4th, 2021. Mrs. Costa states that on December 22nd, 2020, she was involved in a motor vehicle accident, period. She immediately developed pain in her head, comma, neck, comma, rib cage, comma, abdomen, and shoulders, period. Prognosis, the patient continues to experience accident-related symptoms, period. The condition improved, but that has leveled off, and more improvement is not anticipated, period. The forces sustained by the patient at the time of the injury cause a disruption of the muscles and ligaments, which support the spine and the areas of concern, period. As the healing process progresses, the patient continues to experience pain, period. This is due in part to the scarring, period. At this time, I do not anticipate the patient's condition will improve with conservative care and has reached maximal medical improvement, period. Progress has leveled off to its maximum improvement with residual pain and impairment, period. Radiographic report, May 26, 2021, cervical spine, impression 1, reverse cervical lordotic curve, and instability with stress during flexion at C4-5 and C5-6, period. New paragraph. My comments by Dr. Mandel, the abnormality as noted on the cervical spine x-ray, May 26, 2021, were significant with the reverse cervical lordotic curve, as it takes a great deal of spasm to produce this abnormality, and this abnormality was also noted on my examination as well, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records in performing an IME, I have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of December 22nd, 2020 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, examination of the skin revealed a horizontal scar involving the dorsal right foot due to old unrelated surgery, period. Gait was normal, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Pupils were equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid. There was diminished range of motion in the cervical area with flexion diminished by 34 degrees, comma, extension diminished by 10 degrees, comma, side bending diminished by 16 degrees on the left, comma, on the right by 18 degrees, comma, rotation diminished by 16 degrees on the left and 18 degrees on the right, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area. Examination of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear. There was diffuse bilateral tenderness of the rib cage with diminished range of motion of the rib cage, period. Examination of the thoracic spine was normal, period. Examination of the lumbar area was abnormal with pain on full range of motion, and there was paravertebral muscle spasm noted, period. Neurological examination revealed that there was diminished grip strength in the right hand, period. The patient is right hand dominant, period. There was a diminished right triceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4. There was diminished sensation involving the left forearm, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number two, rib cage trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and costochondritis, period. Number three, thoracic strain, comma, trauma, comma, pain, comma, improve, period. Number four, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, with radiculopathy, improve, period. Next number, bilateral hip trauma, strain, comma, and pain improved, period. Next number, traumatic cephalgia improved, period. The above diagnoses are all caused by the automobile accident of December 22nd, 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. The patient qualifies for the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In relationship to the rib cage, utilizing Table 17-3, the patient qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 5% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of December 22, 2020, period. By permanent impairment, I am inferring that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical region as she ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient would benefit by some additional chiropractic or physical therapy at an estimated cost of $1,800, period. Over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics will cost $85 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A brace for her rib cage would cost approximately $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. I would recommend an MRI of the cervical area at a cost of $2,500, period. Should this be abnormal, surgery may be necessary down the road, period. Some injections in the cervical region would cost $2,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen this pleasant patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, GDO, end of dictation.